Magic 931's Brooke and Bob.
Whitey joins us as well.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Morning. Doing well.
I've got a very important responsibility today. I am adjudicating or co-adjudicating a inter-school debate between the Berry Regional Secondary School and some school from Mount Gambier.
Gambier High for the Mount Gambier Exchange.
Oh, it's them.
Yep.
All righty. They're going down. It's a debate. I believe the subject is it's better to be kind than truthful.
That's a very good topic.
Berry on the affirmative for that one. So okay. I'm really interested to see how that goes. But I need a bit of practice adjudicating and just re-familiarising myself with the world of debates. I had to do them in school and I think I froze up every time.
Really?
I just didn't understand the formality of the language where it's not just us having a conversation. I do have to like present I didn't get into it. You were on a debating team, weren't you,
Becky? I was on the debate team year 8 and 9. I was always first speaker. I didn't like a rebuttal. So not my forte. We had it was like we had a big team. There was like the backup debaters. We all worked together. My friend Emily, or Hoopy, she's known on here. She was in the team as well, but she didn't want to partake, so she was just the skipper. She was kind of the...
Wrote some points and never argued.
Yeah, just watched us, basically.
Whitey, I'm guessing no experience debating?
I applied for the Mount Gambier Exchange debate team, but did not get in, so clearly I'm no good at it. So yeah, someone's got an advantage here.
Well, I'm going to adjudicate. I'm going to give first Brooke in this segment 1 minute. On the affirmative side, let's have a debate on. We saw a viral video yesterday where a man proposes to his girlfriend as she completes the Buffalo Marathon.
Cute.
Our topic of the debate is proposing at a marathon is a terrible proposal.
Yeah.
Brooke, you've had a bit of time. I'm giving you 1 minute on the clock. Argue in the affirmative.
That it is a bad idea.
Okay,
shall we go? When you are proposed to, it is one of the biggest days of your life. It happened to me only a year and a bit ago. Also, running a marathon is an enormous feat. Now, I would argue that you've run 100 kilometres, 500, whatever it is, you just want to collapse at the end of the run. You don't want to have to worry about looking pretty for cameras, which are inevitably taking photos of the proposal. You don't want to have to smile nicely, or even just talking, saying yes would be a struggle at that point after running so far. I also do wonder, it's not a guarantee that you're going to get through a marathon. You're not always going to cross the finish line. Would that person have proposed guaranteed if their partner had not succeeded? Or was it just, that sounds like a good idea, they're a successful person, I want in on that? I would question the love there, and that's why it's the case. That's why you should not propose at a marathon.
Power move by timing it exactly to a minute. Brooke, your points in the affirmative essentially boiled down to it's annoying and it's impractical. Whitey is going to argue in the negative that it is actually a good idea to propose at a marathon. You've got a minute on the clock. Take it away.
As someone who's actually run marathons, Brooke, you say that this would be annoying. It would take away from the achievement of running a marathon. I would love my partner to help me celebrate that thing with more joy and more love and more marriage. I mean, that may be a personal thing, but I think it's a good idea. I think adding to the day of achievements and sharing that with your partner with an engagement is amazing. Also, you know what? They're tired. They're more likely to say yes. They're exhausted. So you know what? Just slip the question in and they'll be like, yeah, sure, whatever. So you know what? The perfect time to ask for an engagement. Get them when they're tired. Get them when they're exhausted. Get them when they're high on endorphins. The perfect time to an engagement is after they run a marathon. Also, I like to say that, actually, I've got nothing. It wasn't quite a minute. You know, I'm terrible at this, but that's fine.
No, I'm going to ignore those final comments because I think that might have undermined what you were saying.
Oh, no, I'm great at this.
We got in. I'm going to take that.
Can I just start this by just saying I felt like you took my unfitness and use it against me as someone who hasn't run a marathon.
Here's what I see the argument as.
Yeah.
A woman who has been proposed to.
Yeah.
And a man who has run a marathon.
Yeah.
Ooh, good choices.
Okay. Now, I will not be the sole person making a decision today when the debates are on. So there's no point anyone from either school sending me swag and goodies and trinkets to the station here at 16 K Avenue Berry.
But if you address them to me, I will pass them on.
You will absolutely sure. do yeah. that. And yet, I have to say, he came in under time. He came in with expert knowledge and perspective. I have to give it to Whitey.
Winner.
Way. No way. I timed it perfectly. That was a clear, concise argument.
Brooke,
that's rigged.
I think it might be a good idea to propose at a marathon.
It's a bad idea. I'm standing by it.
Yeah. Well, I would say agree to disagree, but I have made the ruling. I'm in charge here.
I'm done. I can't do this. I'm walking off set.